If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. We are thankful to be here this morning. So glad to see each one in the service, those visiting as well. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 1, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. You know, I thought about closing out this year. How'd 2018 do for you? Okay. Some it was, some maybe glad to see it come and go. Let's get on to the new year. No, I thought about it, Brother Mike, and just looking over and counting my blessings a little bit. It's been a good, wonderful year for my family. And I tell you how we, of course, I know it hadn't quite closed out yet, but just coming to an end, I got a phone call just after Christmas. Back whenever I pastored at Peace Ridge, there was a lady and her husband came, and she was a 70-year-old devout Catholic when she came to that church. When I say devout as they come. But she came, and the Lord began to work on her heart, and she got saved. And her husband had come with her. He was a devout alcoholic, and he had been alcoholic, and he told me when he came, he said, I've been drinking, I believe, 40-something years. And said that's just his way of life. He did it day and night. But he started coming to church with her, and he gave that up. He said, I quit drinking, and he went several months not drinking while he was there. And process of time, they moved back to Ohio, where he was from. And not long after they moved back to Ohio, he passed away. Well, he called me, and he said, you know, all that took place. He told me about her passing away, and then he said, just wanted to let you know there's some good news. He said, I got saved. And he went through telling me how he had gotten saved. Lord had been working on his heart. And he trusted Jesus. And I said, that's about as good as it gets, you know, for the year to hear something like that. And God's still working on souls. And thought about what we just read here. You know, every time we reach the ending of the year, I think we all kind of get in gear to look at the new year with some hope. You know, I hope 2019 is going to be good. I hope we see some good things. And maybe some of us think, well, I hope I'll get closer to the Lord. I hope I draw closer to Him. And maybe we even begin to clean out the closet and we want to reset. You know, we throw out our old calendars. And usually I run to Brother Mike's and he's got plenty of calendars for us. And so we go get us a new calendar. And, you know, it's good to get rid of that old one. You know, just start off fresh. Gonna have a new calendar. And we start writing new things and new dates, and new events, and all that on our calendars. And maybe some people's making resolutions. We usually do that just for a joke, I believe. I don't know anybody gets serious too much about resolutions. But at least we try to reset for a new calendar year. That, you know, this is the way it's going to be, and these are the goals I want to try to reach, and I want to improve this, and I want to do away with that. You know, whenever we're saved, the Bible says that the old man is passed away and all things become new. And so we get that opportunity. When we get saved, we start with a clean slate. That we can live as close to the Lord as we want to. And that's what we do. We live as close to the Lord as we want to. Some draw near to Him. Some, whenever, of course, we all fall away. And when we do, there's some that quickly repent. And they continue to live close to the Lord. And then there's some that backslide. And there's some that, you know, get way out here in left field with their life. And the Bible says that, you know, once we're saved, you know, old things have passed away. All things have become new. We are risen with Christ. We are buried in baptism and we are born again. And we are told here, set your affections. Think about what the Lord is saying to us. I want you, Brother Joy, to set your affections. Think about resetting the new year, or getting set for this year to come. You know, when you think about the word set, you know, that means to put, lay, or stand something in a specific place or order, put or bring something into a specific state. So I'm going to set it. This is the order that things are going to be. And if we are going to set our affections, he's saying you need to set your fondness, your likings, your attachments. Set those things upon heaven, where Christ is, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the Father. That's where our fondness is supposed to be. Brother Ryan, that's where my attachments should be. Whenever I'm thinking, that should be where my mind kind of wanders off to, is where Christ is at. And that thought, it kind of sets an image for me. Whenever I think about Christ sitting on the right hand of the Father, He got there going through a process. He got there coming to this world, living as a man, paying the price of sin, dying on the cross, rising again on the third day. And when I see that picture of Him on the right hand of the Father, I see victory. Set your affections, your fondness on heavenly victory. Pay attention to that. Now, if I could reprogram my thinking in a victorious, heavenly manner, I believe that would change how I face my days here in this life. Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Whenever we change our mind, whenever we take our mind and we hit the reset button, we set it on heavenly things, that will transform us. It'll change us into something different. We'll start seeing life different than the way we do. Maybe here in 2018. Wouldn't that be good to all of a sudden we see things differently from a different perspective? You know, think of how a heaven mindset can empower you here. Think about that. You know, that if I'm thinking about heaven and I'm geared toward going to be with the Lord, and every day that I walk here in this life, I'm taking another step closer to heaven, that I'm going to be with the Lord. I am going to be with my loved ones that have gone on before me, and that's what I'm working toward. Then it'll make it a little easier to endure for a while whatever it is that life can throw at us. And I know that's the case because I look at those old saints and they could look death square in the eye and say, our God's able. There was no fear. David could say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Thou art with me. That's a different mindset than most people live with in our day and time. We've allowed society to dictate how we look at life. And yet here he says, you set your face on things above, not on things down here. Don't let society dictate how you're going to see things. You look at things the way God wants you to look at things. So I want to encourage us this morning, let's reset. Let's be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. You know, if we're looking at things from a heavenly point of view, then we're going to endure those temptations and we're going to go through those trials with patience. The persecution and the complaints that come our way. I tell you what, if I'm looking at it from a heavenly point of view, it can just roll right off my back. I don't have to worry about that. Just a little while. Paul said it's a little light affliction that we go through here. It can't even compare to what's waiting on us over there. And so I tell you, even standing here preaching, a kind of a pleasant surprise this morning, Brother Alton, because even as I preach, I'm getting excited just preaching about it. You know, he says, labor to enter into a rest. There's a lot of people, we don't get too excited about work. Unless you think about what the payment is. What's the payoff? He said, you labor here, so you can enter into a rest. I start looking at it like that. This labor don't seem that bad. Little things I go through, it don't seem like it's that much. Work till Jesus comes. Let's do that. Let's work till Jesus comes. Be happy. Be ready for Him to come back. Because when He comes back, there's going to be laid up for you a crown. All those that are looking for His coming, there's a crown waiting. Look over at Isaiah chapter 11. Verse 6. Isaiah 11, verse 6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. You know, the wolf shall dwell with the lamb. The calf and the young lion think about that, put together in harmony. A child playing on the hole of a viper. You know, a snake scares us to death, don't it? You think about your child playing with a rattlesnake, it'd scare you to death. But there's coming a time when everything's going to change. That's heavenly things that we're talking about here. Heavenly things that we have to look forward to. You know, why does it? Let's just stop and consider just a minute. Of all the things God could tell us about heaven, why did He choose that? I mean, if you go and search through your Bible, there's not an awful lot of things that we're told about heaven. Set your affections on heavenly things. In other words, kind of imagine what it's going to be like. We're told a few things about the design, the layout of the holy city, and told some things about Christ, His appearance. And we're told about a wolf and a lamb playing together or abiding together, and a lion eating straw like an ox. Wonder why He told us that. You know, I just sat and considered that for a little while. This life that we live in today is a stressful life, if we let it. I mean, we can stress out over things, can't we? You know why? Because this life is made up of stressful things because of sin. You think every rose has a thorn. So you've got the beauty, but you also got the danger. Every barn that you go in has walls. That's the way it seems anyway. You go in, I mean, that's how I go into a barn. But Joey, I go in and I'm kind of, you know, going in to do what I need to do, but I'm looking, checking things out, make sure one's not going to hit me in the back of the neck. Just a stressful, I mean, life is made up that way. I mean, there's constant dangers that peer all around every corner, seem like. And you think about your children and you watch them, how precious they are growing up. And then you think, but my goodness, it's so dangerous. And what are they going to have to face? And you watch them drive off and you think, boy, I tell you what, I hope they make it back. And I told myself, Brother Buddy, when they started driving, I said, you know what, I'm just going to let them go and I'm going to trust the Lord with it. But now they're driving off. And I think, boy, I'll tell you what, I sure hope they make it back. That's just the way things are. We're geared that way. And so, setting my affections on heavenly things, when I think that a lamb is going to lay down with a lion, all of a sudden, those stressful things begin to kind of fade away. It's not going to be that way anymore. There's not going to be things to harm us. There's not going to be things that we have to worry about. When I set my affections on heavenly things, it just melts away all of that. So I want to encourage us again. Let's hit the reset button. 2019. Let's look at this thing different. Let's go through life looking at situations a little bit different, from a different perspective. Setting my affections on things below. If I do that, well, what are we looking at when we set on our affections on things down here? The Bible said the love of money is root of all evil. That's where, most of the time, that's where our affections are, though. Wish I had a little more money. Wish I could pay these bills. Wish I could go buy what I want. There's a reason that the Lord paved heaven with gold. When you think about that, the love of money is the root of all evil, and when we get to heaven, we'll walk on it. God knows what He's doing. You set your affections on heavenly things, that puts money in perspective. It's beautiful. But I tell you what, it's down beneath us, really. Now, you know that even though you need money, and we need money, but we don't have to love it. We don't have to set our affections on it. Yeah, you have to get up and go to work. You got a bill, it's your obligation to pay that bill. You see something you want, if God blesses you, it's okay to have it. But we don't have to set our affections on it. Well, we don't have to think the way the rest of the world thinks. Boy, the only way to be happy is to have the next biggest, best thing. Think of the trap that some of the things we set our affections on has gotten us into. Well, these phones, everybody got to have phones, don't we? Well, we got to have the best, the latest and greatest. But look at how, I mean, your phone that you get, you're happy with it how long? 6 months at the most, and then it's out of date. You don't have enough storage to, you can't even take a picture. You got to go download it somewhere so you can take more pictures. Well, I got to have a new phone so I can store more stuff, so that I can have more apps on it. That's what we're setting our affections on many times, things like this. The Lord said, set your affections on heavenly things. Don't get caught up in all that. When you look at heavenly things, Jesus, let's just consider Him just a minute. And I want to look at it from a different point of view. The Bible said Jesus is going to replace the sun. That's one of the things He thought would tell us. No need for a sun anymore. Jesus is going to be the light. That's amazing. What does the sun do for us here? Sun warms us. Sun gives us life. You take away the sun and things die. Without it, we don't even know east from the west without the sun. It tells us that. Matter of fact, the way we see it, well, Jake, our entire world revolves around the sun. Jesus is going to take that place. He will be our warmth. He will be our life. He will be our direction. He will be, well, our whole world is going to revolve around Him. I tell you what, when you get your mind set on that, it changes the way you look at this life. I want to encourage us this morning to set our minds on heaven, on heavenly things. Go ahead and let life revolve around Jesus. There's nothing wrong with that. We can do that now. Our life can revolve around Him right here, right now. Let your stress dissipate as you let go and let God establish your thoughts. You know, if we'll look to the Lord, even our thoughts can be established. He'll do that for us. And whenever you think about heaven, you say, well, I tell you what, when I think of heaven, I get sad because my loved ones are there, or I've got a loved one that's in heaven. I tell you what, that's a heavenly thing. There's going to be a reunion. That's something to get excited about. Make us pick them feet, them steps up. We'll pick them up, put them down a little faster. When you start thinking about that. Can you see this morning? That's what I'm trying to do, is encourage us, help us to see from a different perspective than what we see from most of the time. Can you set your mind on heaven, and can you do that daily? Now, if he comes back right now, are you going to heaven? I know I am. If he come back right now, all these things that I deal with down here, whatever it may be, little problems I face, somebody else had to deal with that. I was at Six Flags as a teenager. Somebody's wearing a shirt. It said, in case of rapture, you can have this shirt. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. We're leaving all this behind. Go be with the Lord. Are you going? If you're here and you're unsaved, I want to encourage you. Just trust Jesus. And it's just that easy. So, Brother Badge, you didn't even preach to us at Lost this morning. Just trust Jesus. That's all you got to do. Just turn to Him. Put your faith in Him. Let Him be your Savior. He's already paid the price. He's paid everything in full. All you got to do is trust Him. And He will save you. Ask for something.